This is North Shore Today. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore. In today's program, Rick checks in with Salem Mayor Kimberly Driscoll.
Yeah, we're fortunate. This summer, we had a number of new retailers come online. So we've had a bunch of ribbon cuttings downtown, most of which are all year-round retailers. We've got this fabulous new cheese shop in Derby Square, not far from A&J King, where we have a wonderful bakery. So we're becoming a little bit of a food emporium beyond just the restaurants.
Also on the program, Gloucester boys basketball coach Bill Cahill on a North Shore fundraiser.
For my JV coach, Chris Silvera, who's fighting the battle with cancer. Hopefully get a big turnout. You know, Chris is a great guy, Gloucester guy, teacher at the high school, and just a great coach. And we all want to do something for him.
Driscoll and Cahill today on North Shore Today and so much more. Well, hello, Rick, and great to have you with us. It's a Tuesday here on the North Shore. Beautiful sunshine, and it should be a fantastic day.
Another day in paradise, Bill, as the train goes bombing by here. Yeah, absolutely. Mid-September, things are rolling along. Football season has started, and I feel so good about getting back into the offices of the mayors. Mayor Driscoll and Salem, very gracious to have me back in. And later on in the week, we're going to talk with Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt, and also we'll talk with Kate Fox. She's the executive director at Destination Salem about some things coming up this weekend. And then, of course, we'll talk down the road about what's happening prior to Haunted happening. So, you know, the ball is really rolling. It seems to everybody's back from the summer vacations. And when school starts, boy, things get kind of busy.
They do, and we're back into the swing of it. We'll also later this week hear from Thomas Younger. He is the town manager of the town of Swampscott. He's been on the job for a little while, and we'll check in with him as well this week here on the program, and much, much more coming up here on North Shore Today. Rick, some other notes here. The train going by, we just put up a post on the website about some commuter rail construction coming up this weekend and next weekend, which apparently is going to affect from Lynn down. But all of the folks in Rockport and Newburyport or wherever the different rails are that take the train might be impacted by that. But check out the post to see what it is. But apparently service obviously will be continued and with busing. But there's a little bit of construction going on there for the next couple of weekends. And I also saw a story today. This is the difference. Here's the difference between what we do or what television stations do or radio stations do and what newspapers do. Because this is a... This comes out with the new item, with the different features they put on the front page. This is a front page story in today's item. And the headline today is, Rick, refusing to leave Lynn Streets dirty. I'll just read the first sentence or two. And basically, it's this guy, Rick Ingram. He was, when a nutritionist told him last May to start walking, the Lewis Street resident started walking. And then he decided to combine walking and getting healthier with the plans to help his city. So 7 days a week, he gets up at 6:30, walks out of his apartment near the Dunkin' Donuts, armed with some heavy trash bags and a grabber device, and he begins his way down Lewis Street picking up trash in the morning. And he walks, picks up trash. And, I mean, this is a story that, I mean, I think the newspapers just do a great job. And, you know, this is not why you pick up a newspaper, but this is part of the reason why you pick up a newspaper, for little stories like that. So a little salute to Rick Ingram of Lynn for picking up the streets. And isn't litter, you know, and I just, you know, kind of grinds at me to see people littering, and a lot of young people are doing it. And I guess I'm getting old when I say stuff like that, but young, old, whatever. Oh my gosh. We can't litter.
What do you think about their music? But you know, no, that's true.
It's going crazy here, Rick. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't listen to that noise. Yeah, the thing is, you know, people have said, as long as I can remember, I mean, for probably hundreds of years, you know, they never put anything good in the news, you know. It always covered the bad news. But that's a good story. In Gloucester, every now and then, they have a story on, I think it's called An Hour a Week. I forget what it is, but there's a group that gets together once a week on Saturday for 1 hour. And they're like maybe 20 or 30 people, and they do. They go through the city, and they just pick up litter. That's what they do. So I think it's just a slight little example of my opinion that there are more good people than there are bad. But it's nice to see those good stories. Absolutely.
No, I agree with that, and I think that sometimes you look at the different good work that organizations do, and all the people that are a part of these organizations, and whether you be a young person or middle aged or older, it is going on as you pointed out. Rick, give me a quick preview. You talked with Mayor Driscoll. We'll have that interview in just a moment. And also Bill Cahill. What's the quick summary of those two interviews?
Mayor Driscoll summarized what summer was in Salem, a little bit look ahead to fall and how the opening of school went, and a little bit about the transition of her new top officials, the police chief and the superintendent of schools. And Bill Cahill, who is, as you mentioned, the Gloucester boys basketball coach, is one of four people leading a fundraiser for Chris Silvera. Chris is well known in the sports community. He's a former Salem State basketball star. He's a teacher in Gloucester, and he's been hampered by cancer. He's been diagnosed with cancer, has run up some bills, and there's a big fundraiser for this very, very popular young man, young family man with a young family, and just a super, super guy. So Bill Cahill is leading that charge, and Bill will give you the details on that.
All right, so that's coming up today. The other thing, too, Rick, I noticed on the website, so we've got a number of posts. As Gloucester has made national news with the police chief's plan to rehabilitate drug offenders rather than arrest and incarcerate drug offenders. And I've noticed this has had a rippled effect because there's been a number of different police chiefs and mayors or different cities around, not just Massachusetts, kind of adopting some of this stuff. What can you tell us about that? Because you've kind of been, it's been kind of coming your way and you've been posting some and, kind of understanding that piece. So what can you tell us about the ripple effect that what Gloucester did is having? And you talk about trying to do something a little bit different and making a positive impact. There's an example right there. What's happening with this now?
Lenny Campanella, the police chief, his motto is we need to change the conversation. And his approach has been to attack the demand as well as the supply. They continue to attack the supply in illegal drugs, but now what they're doing is attacking the demand, and they're doing that by, as you mentioned, doing good works with people who come in and ask for help. Now, as I understand it, and I don't understand it completely, Bill, I've got to talk with Chief Campanello and others a little more. But as I understand it, if Gloucester is unable to help a person in the community, in other words, if there are no beds and so on, then these other places across the country will assist. In other words, they'll take people who come to Gloucester for help, and these people, these other organizations that are joining in, are financially supporting the trips.
All right, Rick, I think I lost you there for a moment there.
The country.
Yeah. I lost you there for a moment, but I think we're good to go here. We'll get the Driscoll interview up and going in just a moment. Rick, what month is your birthday? I want your horoscope. I just want to find out what's going on with you. So when's your birthday?
Are you going to start talking astrology? I'm an astronomer, Bill, not an astrologer.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. All right. September.
September. Okay. So let me
first part of September.
All right. So you're a Virgo then. Does that sound right?
Yes.
I guess we could have left it at that and kept everything a secret. Don't start something new without tying up loose ends, Rick. It's vital that you have a clear passage in order to give your full attention to reaching your destination.
Yeah, now they tell me. A little late for that.
Don't start anything new today. You know, folks, yeah, okay. I can vouch for you for that, horoscope. He won't start anything new today.
No, that's for sure. No. Not without contacting you first.
You may be told to start something new, but who knows? But
there you go.
But I think your wife's already left, right? Yeah. So whatever. All right, Rick.
Yeah, I definitely have to check in with her first.
All right. Just ahead, Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll with Rick Moore and also Bill Cahill here on North Shore Today.
Back at the office of Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, I'm Rick Moore with MSONewsSports.com. Madam Mayor, maybe a brief review on the summer in Salem, how things went as we are rapidly rolling down the pike here toward the end of the year.
We're holding on to summer as long as
yes,
we can.
You are.
It was really fabulous. The weather was great. I don't know that there's a season for a community like Salem that offers more fun because you have a chance to get outside, the weather cooperates, and you definitely feel like New England in the summer is a special place to be, and Salem is no exception to that.
I see you get your news out quite a bit on social media with Twitter and Facebook, and some of the things are really fun to watch. You get pictures out there, which is pretty amazing. You do the pictures yourself?
Yeah, well, with the help of my lovely Samsung 5.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I predicted who the heck would ever want a camera and a phone. Anyway, hello. A Polish festival this weekend, but also youth football, and of course football in the air right now with high school and the youth sports. So it is a very active time of year for festivals and kids.
Absolutely. You know, September is sort of back to school and all the activities that come along with it. In Salem, that does mean the Polish Festival at St. John's Church. They did not disappoint. The food was phenomenal. The dancing was great. They have Polish beer imports that they bring in. And the family and the camaraderie in the Polish culture was just terrific, and it was on display. And after that, was at the Salem Youth Football Tournament. They kicked off their opening season. It was great to see so many kids, so many teams. Their numbers are really high, and that's good. Good for us and great for the families who are involved.
All right, quick review on summer and maybe a quick preview on fall.
Yeah, we're fortunate this summer we had a number of new retailers come online. So we've had a bunch of ribbon cuttings downtown, most of which are all year-round retailers. We've got this fabulous new cheese shop in Derby Square, not far from A&J King, where we have a wonderful bakery. So we're becoming a little bit of a food emporium beyond just the restaurants. We've got a number of new restaurants coming into town. So it feels like the economy is humming on all cylinders, and Salem continues to be a place where people want to invest. Mm-hmm. So for us, and certainly as mayor, I think that's exciting for us, particularly as we head into our silliest season, that being October. Halloween's on a Saturday, and so we're always gearing up for that as well.
Oh boy, yep. Well, we'll get to that in a second and more later on down the road. But the transition, new police chief, relatively speaking now, has been in for a while, new superintendent of schools.
Yeah, we're started off the school year with Margarita Ruiz as our new superintendent, brings a great deal of experience, strong collaborator. I really feel like we're partnering and leveraging not only the community partners we have, but the talented staff that we have, providing the support, the training, and the trust that you need to build in a high highly effective school district. And our new police chief, they both seem not so new anymore, but they're still rookies, right, in your first year. Mm-hmm. Mary Butler, she's off to a fabulous start. We definitely are being challenged in terms of the number of personnel we had. We've had some injuries and other issues, some folks out on military leave, so our numbers are a little bit lower, and we're contemplating how quickly we can bring the forces up to where we really want them to be. But despite those challenges, she's doing a really good job.
Okay, and we know the former Chief Tucker is very busy in the area as well.
Yes,
I wanted to ask about schools and completely lost my train of thought, but I'll get back to it if I come to it. But finally, I know what it was, the silly season. Election season coincides with getting ready for Halloween, and any thoughts on local elections?
We have a number of local elections for councilor and for school committee that have races. The mayor's position is 4 years, so this year is not the mayor's not on the ballot. The mayor's race is not on the ballot. But a number of candidates are out working hard, as well as incumbents. And I think that contributes to the engagement we have in Salem. We're fortunate that we have people who really care about issues, whether it's your local ward council or your school committee, and there are active races in all those areas.
How long have you been in the seat now?
This is my 10th year. Yeah, and I've got the gray hair to prove it.
I don't see any. but, you know, compare or contrast maybe early on to where you are now, and you know, just maybe one quick thought as to how things have either changed, improved for you individually, or maybe how how you're able to handle this office and all the stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always challenging when you're in local government. There are, as you start off with a list every morning, and, you know, there's always stuff that gets added to it, even if you're checking things off. In terms of the city, I would say that we've seen a renewed interest in investment. We've weathered some of the poor economic cycles. It feels like we're in a good economic cycle now and a lot of growth opportunities. Investors are looking at our community as a way to, you know, invest in an area that they know they're going to get a decent return. So that's exciting. That's different. We used to have to talk to people into coming out to Salem, and now I think people realize that we're a place that you can certainly develop a property and have it offer a return.
Do you have a special office or someone working on bringing in business and stuff like that?
We work closely. We have an economic development planner. We have a planning and community development office that includes economic development. But we work closely with partners like the Chamber and like Main Streets, okay, like the Salem Redevelopment Authority. And I think everyone sort of stays in their lane, but also collaborates as necessary to bring businesses here and make sure they have the tools.
All right. I want you to get ready for next interview now, because we will be talking about Halloween.
What? Is there something that goes on in October?
Is that new? Okay. That's Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll with MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Buster boys basketball coach Bill Cahill is on the line now. And coach, how you doing?
Good, guys. Very good.
All right, a lot going on. It's football season, and it's, of course, that means it's field hockey and cross country and soccer and swimming and volleyball and all kinds of stuff. But more importantly, Bill, you're associated with a very important fundraiser coming up and for a good guy. And maybe you could flesh this out a little bit for us. What's going on?
Sure. We're having a fundraiser at the Mile Marker, which is right down the street on 133, for my JV coach, Chris Silvera, who's fighting the battle with cancer. Hopefully get a big turnout. You know, Chris is a great guy, Gloucester guy, teacher at the high school, and, just a great coach. And we all want to do something for him. So I'm a big fundraiser for Chris.
All right, and when is it? And you mentioned where, but when is it, Bill?
Okay, it's Friday night, September 25th. At the KPM Arena, Mile Marker, outside under the Big Tent, mm-hmm. from 7 to 10.
All right. And best way for people to get a hold of tickets or to donate?
They can either call me, you know, on my cell phone, 508-284-8170. What most people are doing is they're going to show up that night at the door. They can get them at the door.
Okay.
Bill, you know, the way this came on to Chris, he wasn't feeling well, and he just went to the doctors, and then he was given the news. And we, at the faculty, you know, and again, I'm sure the coaching staff felt the same way, we were just, like, shocked. That he's walked down the hallway, he looks great, you know, you're talking, he's joking. And then a couple of days later, you get this news, and it floors you.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. You know, Chris is a big, strong, strapping guy, you know, always took care of himself. You know, never did any, you know, the bad things. And it really floored, the basketball team, the coaches, the teachers. You know, anytime he hears the word cancer, you think of the worst. But Chris is a great guy. He's going to Dana-Farber, which is the best place you can go. Treatments are going well. Last time I talked to him, he said, the cancer was shrinking. So, that's good news. But, you know, it'll be even greater news once he says that it's, gone right. And he's got a clean bill of health.
We were given word on opening day of school at our faculty meeting that he anticipates being back before Christmas. And now people would love to see that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if that was the case, that would be great. But, you know, like I said to young Chris, don't worry about anything.
Exactly.
Just worry about getting your health back.
Bill, what can you tell us about Chris Silvera in terms of basketball? Because we... I had him in school as a student, a great kid, an excellent student, worked very hard, and then he went on to Salem State, had a great career there, of course, after a great career at Gloucester High School, and now he's coaching. So, what do you see as his strengths in basketball?
His knowledge, he's an unbelievably, knowledgeable guy, with especially the big guys, the forwards, the centers. You know, he's not a real outgoing, spoken person. But, he's a very demanding person, a demanding coach. He's a great listener. He's got a lot more patience than I do. I think that comes with being a good player. He's a Gloucester kid. I saw him as a gangly freshman, and he developed into a real good high school basketball player. Made the Hall of Fame in high school. And he really flourished at Salem State under Coach Jim Todd. He's Division III All-American, Salem State. Just a great kid, just a good coach. Hopefully someday he can be the leader of the program.
You hear the word gentle giant all the time, and he is definitely the epitome of a gentle giant.
Yeah, he doesn't say much. I think he's one of those type of kids that lets the actions speak for himself and from his words. I've seen him mad a couple times, and it's not something you want to see because he is so big.
Exactly.
He's big, he's strong. He's just like you said, a gentle giant.
He comes with so much credibility because of his his career at Gloucester, his career locally at Salem State, and most of the kids that are playing for you, their parents, you know, may have seen him play, and they tell the stories, and the kids begin to realize just who their coach is, and maybe they should pay a little bit more attention.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, he, I think he's around 39, 40 years old, so he's been around, and, you know, if you saw him play and the parents see him play, and every once in a while when we scrimmage, you know, the kids go, wow, he's strong as an ox, we can't stop him, kids are bouncing off him, you know, and Chris thrives on that. You know, he doesn't say much, he doesn't yell, you know, he's not a, you know, not a loud, outgoing type of person, but, you know, the parents know, the parents really take to Chris because he's a real good teacher. Teaches the fundamentals.
All right, Coach, this thing is going well, I gather. I see these posters all around town, and I've talked to a lot of people who are planning to be there. So looks like it's rolling along pretty well for September 25th.
Yeah, so far so good. Hopefully we get a big turnout. We're expecting between 200 and 300 people, which would be awesome.
Okay.
And, you know, it's for a great cause.
Absolutely.
It's for Gloucester guy, a teacher, you know, a friend, a coach, just an all-around nice person, and we want to help him and his family.
All right, let's hope it's a sellout. Bill, I'll see you there in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Bill.
That is Gloucester basketball coach Bill Cahill. Again, Big Chris Family Fun Benefit fundraising event will be held September 25 at the Mile Marker under the Big Tent. That's right on 133 in Gloucester just before you get to the Boulevard. From 7 to 10 p.m. Under the Big Tent, donations are $20. Food, raffle, DJ, silent auction. And for tickets and more information, you can call Bill Cahill, Mark Hubbard, Rosa Mortellaro, John Pratt. And the numbers are, respectively, 508-284-8170 or 978-815-7735, 978-491-8241 or 978-290-0646. And, of course, the big thing you could do is donate online, and that would be at GoFundMe.com/Big Chris, and that's K-H-R-I-S, Big Chris, all one word.
And as we wrap up our program for the day, a couple of notes here. We have a high school football doubleheader on Friday night from Manning Field and Lynn. Swampscott and Classical play at 5 o'clock. At 7:30, Lynn English takes on St. Mary's, and our live video broadcast will be in Gloucester on Friday night when Beverly travels to Gloucester. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. And all three of those games all live this Friday night on MSO News Sports. Don't forget to follow us with our new Twitter account, MSO News Sports. And also you can email us at the email address on the post, which is msonewsports@gmail.com. And Rick, we have a new program starting on Friday here on the website.
Yeah, Josh Arnold, who hosted the Rotary Radio Hour for, I think, 2 or 3 years on MSO, is coming back with a new program called Trending Now with Josh Arnold, and it will focus on elected officials, politics, goings-on in all of our communities around the area. Josh has many, many contacts. He has a lot of political experience, political savvy, as Josh would say, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's the story on this Tuesday, the 15th of September, with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com.